Joining us at this time is Lynn English High head coach Mike Carr. And Mike, you guys suffered a loss last Friday against Peabody, but you know, you're here tonight to rematch against Danvers. Where you guys had a really an intense game over at your place in week two, or rather game two of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the loss to Peabody, you know, I think a lot of people are looking at the history of our program and their program, but I think Peabody's a very strong Division I team. I think they're going to make some noise. I think they'll surprise some people. You know, it's a tough loss for us to take, especially getting overtime. You know, and coming off the Salem loss as well, which is another overtime loss. You know, it's a little unfortunate. It may have cost us a chance at the Northeastern Conference North title, but you know, it is what it is. As far as Danvers, you know, that was early in the season. Both of us, you know, probably aren't as good as we've been the last couple of years. And it's just, you know, it was one of those games early in the season where we didn't have a lot of stuff in and he didn't have all his stuff in. We're both very different teams right now. You know, like I just mentioned, the Peabody loss, it's not that we came in and played, you know, an awful game. We're certainly playing much better basketball the second half of the year. We were just able to steal a couple of games early in the season that you know, boosted our record a bit. But to be 10-5 in a rebuilding year right now, we're pretty happy where we are, but we'd certainly love it. One of our goals is always to try and win a piece of the Northeastern Conference. So, you know, we're hoping we come out and perform pretty well tonight.
Mike, is there an area or a group of players that you've thought have come together for you guys this year? I mean, you've kind of been moving people around here and there at times.
Yeah, we've shifted lineups quite a bit. Abraham Diaz, at the beginning of the year, had some academic issues and a few issues with us as well, where there were some suspensions involved. He's a great kid. It's just, you know, couldn't get to practice on time, things like that. He's kind of turned a corner and come in, giving us a boost offensively. And you know, that's changed us a bit. I think Brett Holey's played very good basketball the second half of the year. He's got a little bit tougher for us, and that's what we need. We need people to rebound. Iverson Lopes has been outstanding. He's been put in a position to be a point guard for us just because there was no one really that was there that could step up. We had been spoiled with Eric Rosario for 4 years as my point guard, and no one else really saw the floor. So, you know, to come in, and it's the most important kid on the floor. You know, he's got the ball in his hands the most. So Ivy has really stepped into the role, and he's improved a great deal. He's not a natural point guard, but he's a kid that has found a way to get the job done for us. And then lastly, you know, everyone talks about Anthony Silva, who is just an outstanding scorer. But he's the obvious guy that you talk about. It's these other kids that have stepped up and really helped to make us a better basketball team, and team being the key word there. And then the last guy I'd like to mention is, Jose has been outstanding for us, and he stepped in kind of as a captain role. He's probably our 15th player in terms of, you know, getting on the floor, but he's just stepped in and been a fantastic leader. You know, he's opened his mouth. He's been vocal. We don't really have a ton of vocal kids leadership wise, and he's just been outstanding, pulling us together and getting us to buy into what we're trying to get the kids to do for us.
Well, Mike, finally, maybe if you could breeze through your starting lineup for us for tonight's game here against Danvers.
Sure, we'll be starting. I mentioned Iverson Lopes. He's a junior guard that's been thrust into the point guard for us. And like I said, he's been doing an outstanding job, and hopefully that'll continue. At the two tonight will be J.C. Moya. J.C. is going to step in for Anthony Silva, who, due to some off-court situations, is not going to be playing tonight. Abraham Diaz will be playing the four spot for us. Abraham's only a sophomore. He's long. He's about 6'6". Great scorer, great offensive ability. The thing with Abraham is he has to get a little bit more of a motor, and we talk to him constantly, and there has been improvement in that regard. So, you know, we're hoping that he'll continue. Javaris Hill is another sophomore. He'll be playing the three spot tonight. He's a lefty slasher. He's actually the younger brother of Keandre Stanton, who played for us a few years back. Keandre went on to play in a junior college down in Texas. And then finally, Emil Rossi is another sophomore. Emil is a football player, as you'll see when he steps on the floor. He's about 6'5", and he's just a big, solid kid. But he's becoming a basketball player as it goes, and his footwork's getting better, and he's starting to be able to run the floor a little bit. You know, we're a team that likes to get up and down and press and make people run with us. And he's actually he's stepping into that role pretty nicely. So, you know, hopefully he's going to continue to grow and become a big part of our program.
Well, as a fan, I love to see the football players out on the basketball court, Mike. Maybe as a coach you don't, but as a fan, I mean, that's classic, right? Players playing basketball.
That's right. That's old school. That's a lot of these people don't understand that, but that's the way it used to be.
Exactly. All right, Mike, always good talking with you, and good luck tonight.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
That's Mike Carr, head basketball coach at Lynn English High School on MSO, newsports.com.